their
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Today is our Thursday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Full and hard.
And we are very excited to be here with you. And we are very excited to be conducting readings for you.
No.
Not all the way.
No, you don't like it.
Okay. Yeah, very happy to be here. We've been doing some technical adjustments. So what I just said was completely unrelated to the show. So I want to welcome all of you blog talkers. And, of course, our faithful Facebook, what is hard to say, faithful Facebook watchers. And you all are seeing us streaming live right now. So if any of you on that are listening on Blog Talk would like to see that, you can go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where anybody can get on the page. And anyway, I want to remind all of you that I'm using ordinary playing cards. So the distinction needs to be made that this is not tarot. It is not, you know, any other type of oracle card or another system that's out there. Oh, thank you all very much to be patient when you call, because I will be using a full 24 card layout with each of your questions. Well, actually, with both, if you have two questions, it'll be the same layout. Now, normally in a private session with me, you would get repeated layouts. All right. So we could follow the thread of intuition concerning your questions, how the answers are going to impact your life, etc. All right. Now I'm going to turn it over to our very own Jimbo Hagan.
Alrighty, welcome everybody. We want everybody to know that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. That's kind of a reminder that we do at the beginning of each show. Also, if you are an international caller, and or, because some people do both, and or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know. If you're from another country, we'll give you an international shout out.
Yes.
We'll work again. We're not waiting till the end of the show, but we can't just jump in while she's talking herself. So we'll work again as soon as we can. Okie dokie. 646. Ooh, that's not Monday yet. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
So, Jim, tell me, what do you think about the groundhog today?
I think I should finish.
Oh, I thought you were finished. Sorry.
I'd yet begun to
so
talk.
Sorry.
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying, you're going to go listen to the show while you wait. And you will listen to the show while you wait. I tested it. If you don't listen to the show, you hear nothing, problem. Hang up, call again. When we go live, we ask you to do a couple things if you legally and safely can. We ask you to get rid of your speakerphone and Bluetooth. Go to the old school. As old schoolish it may seem to you, maybe you never use it like that, but put that phone to the face method. That's going to be the best, and we'll tell you why. Background sounds. Wipe them all out. Get rid of them. Multitasking. Don't run around doing stuff. If you were, cool, you're on hold, but please shut it down. When we take you live. So if in the perfect world you would be in your home and you would go to a comfortable spot, quiet, great cell phone reception. Because your call goes through the internet and comes into our computers and out our computer speakers, and there's different levels of quality loss. It all depends, varies from call to call, can't be predicted. So the better you make it, the better it'll be coming out here and your reading will go better. It'll be better for the listeners, and it'll just be better for the earth. Okay. All right. Folks, messenger-wise, I know there's some Facebook folks out there that can't call in. They're typically international, but not always. But anyway, we will occasionally open the floor at least once. Sometimes we don't get more than once because the show's pretty packed. But we always try to make an exception and do once. And we will open that floor when we do. You will audio or video call Deborah Lee. It will not be Psychic Love Doctor Show. And you must be friends with Deborah Lee in order to do that, or you will not be calling. So those are our stipulations. And what day is it today, folks? Well, it's a lot of different days. You know how that stuff works when you look on the internet. It is Groundhog Day.
You know.
And Hedgehog Day. And there's interesting facts about that. I heard that the Germans used to do that, had that kind of a little thing going about the – but they used hedgehogs.
Really?
And when they came over here, because a ton of them in Pennsylvania, imagine that. So I guess they kind of went after the groundhog and stuff and used that.
I'm wondering, though, if that groundhog, Puxtatani, I think it's called, I sometimes wonder if he's on the tail.
Yeah, what's that place called? Knob's Creek or something?
Oh, is it?
Where they,
in Puxtatani, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's the place where they party or have the event.
Well, kind of right out there, yeah. My late husband was from Pennsylvania, and he said that was a night bigger than New Year's. That everybody put on all their warm weather gear and went out, and they had those big barrels with, you know, like fire in them, and food galore and beer galore.
Yeah.
So he said it was a great night.
And then the movie came out, and it blew it up.
Oh, it did.
So it wasn't just the people from the state or the nearby states. It was people from all over the country that wanted to go see that.
I think that little groundhog is, like, on the take, that he is a ringer when it comes to whether they want winter to last longer or not.
Apparently, it's not like it says. It's not, does it come off, see it shadow, and run back in? No, they said, it just, if it casts a shadow. That's what they say.
And Daryl also told me that groundhog does not live in that place. They put him in there.
That would make sense. Yeah, otherwise, I believe that. Also, what have I heard? Oh, there's a million other places that do it now, too. So it's like, take that for a grain of salt.
So how did it ever get started?
I don't know the original origin, but it goes back, obviously, into Europe, like many things do over here. Shocking. Alrighty, folks. And like I said, that wouldn't, and not a coincidence, National Hedgehog Day. And then there's, I don't know if it's coincidence because it rhymes with, they say it's also National Brown Dog Day. Brown dog, groundhog. Is that
what's like a brown dog?
Dogs that are brown. But do you notice how it rhymes with groundhog?
Yeah.
I mean, dogs come in all different colors, but somebody, I guess, thought that was haha enough to make it a special day. Should we do it? Let's do it.
No.
Yep. 630, first caller. That area code is from Illinois.
Or maybe Wisconsin.
Well, the area code's from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Area 630.
Hi, thanks for picking my call.
She has arrived. Of course.
Caller number one.
What's happening? What's in your
today
world?
Today's my dog's 14th birthday.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, you've got a little tiny fur baby, right? He's pretty little.
Yes. Yeah.
Is he purebred?
He is.
Okay. Well, what breed?
Yeah, what breed?
He's a Yorkie.
Oh, adorable.
Well, I think they have a pretty lengthy lifespan compared to a lot of other dogs, don't they? Average?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, compared, I always say. But, yeah. And every dog's different. It doesn't matter. This breed dies at the same time. Well, they all don't.
I think it depends on their lineage, you know.
It would. It'd be one thing if you knew, like, I know a lot of times you get the papers and you see the dog tree, the family dog tree, but you don't know when that dog is typically here and stuff. But anyway, all right.
So what's on your mind?
Happy birthday to the four-legged friends.
Yeah. What's your dog's name? What's his name?
Cupid.
Oh, that's right. You've told us that before.
So his special day is coming up pretty soon. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
He's Cupid. Yes. Yep. You should give him a little bow, a little itty bitty doggy bow, and a little arrow.
Put a little basket around his neck and
some hearts.
Take orders for him to deliver Hershey's Kisses. You know, like the big ones.
I have a picture I made of kissing booths, and I put them inside of it.
Oh, cute.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I love that.
Dog on Facebookers are giving you some dog birthday wishes.
Oh, how nice.
Aww.
Really?
Thank you.
Well, tell us now, my dear, what can we do for you?
Okay, so I was dealing with the FBI earlier today. Imagine that. But, yeah, it was actually both field offices because there's a guy who they're actually very familiar with. He's like a cyber stalker, a cyber terrorist. And I guess yesterday he was trying to get people to dox me and, like, find out my address and stuff like that. And so I get it, you know, because, like, my name's getting out there and I'm building a name for myself, and I'm not afraid of this person at all. But do you think that the FBI will take any action against him? Because he's a repeat offender.
Is he zeroing in on you?
He was yesterday.
Oh, no, really?
How?
By telling people that he wants to know, like, my name and to dox me. And he tried to get people to, like, leave comments on my YouTube page. But I've been going back and forth with YouTube for almost, like, 2 weeks with their legal department. And so, like, they're very familiar with what's going on with my account. They were able to block one of his videos, but there's still another one up. Because I'm reporting on the murder case.
Yeah.
And he was somebody who was cyberbullying the celebrity and stuff like that. And so because I sort of mentioned him, like, in my documentary, not really, though. I don't go into detail about him. All of a sudden now he wants to be the topic of discussion.
Yeah. Before I forget, would you please send me a link to your YouTube place or, you know, somewhere where I can actually read up on this, because I'm so fascinated now, especially since you told me.
I didn't do that. I thought I did.
And you know what? Sometimes things, excuse me, don't seem to come through. I don't know what it is.
And I am a bad deleter. I start deleting stuff and I hit that button one too many times. And I always hit the shift button down so I don't send it to a trash can where I can get it. So that I do that with myself.
I'll send it to you again.
I'm a deleter. So I delete quite a few stuff. I'm not.
And I've
got to
admit, I have email all the way back to 2010. I mean, each year rolling back because I'm scared to let anything go. That is
no. I tagged you. I tagged you on Facebook and put it in the comments, but maybe Jim deleted it.
But I don't mess with her Facebook. My delete happiness is my own email. I don't go on Facebooks and delete stuff. So, all right.
Oh, you said it. Yeah,
you can resend. Absolutely.
Please resend. I will specifically look for it, okay?
Sweetly.
Promise. And okay. I will still arrange your prize. Well, it was a gift. On my birthday, I gave away to whoever attended our session, our show. I went through the chat log and gave everybody their choice of whether they wanted an e-copy of my book or they could have a 15-minute or so reading with me. So I will schedule with you, okay? Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
We got a rock and roll.
All right, so what would you like me to focus on?
Yeah, what
something
was the question
with
again?
The FBI?
Are they
going to
do
anything?
I think she said, are they going to take
Yes, I feel like I'm going to take action since he's a repeat offender and the Secret Service tried to nail him before. Somehow he got out of it, but, you know.
Yeah, their hands are a little bit tied as to he has to do something legally wrong for action to be taken, too.
Did YouTube think he was wrong?
I mean, legally wrong. He could violate YouTube policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's against the law.
Cyber terrorism?
Oh.
Cyber terrorism?
That's a hard line to follow.
So, like, cyber terrorism is somebody who, like, bullies you online? Like, a repeat, like,
that sounds
just what
like
they call
cyber
it.
Bullying, not cyber terrorism. Terrorism is a pretty big word to be using for bullying, is all I'm saying.
That's any kind of like harassment online. That's what they catalog it as.
I can see the, well, okay, well, hey, whatever, you guys, it doesn't sound like a crime to me unless they actually make viable threats.
Okay, so what would you like me to focus on?
I want to know if the FBI is going to interfere and stop this guy before it gets worse.
Okay, well,
maybe intervene is a better word.
Or just do take action.
Yeah,
action.
Intervene.
Yeah.
Intervene, take action, do something, yes. Make something happen, basically. Yeah. Cause something to happen and to put it down. Put it down.
You know, and it's very interesting and clear to me as I have been working with more and more newer clients that arrange private readings, we are undergoing quite a shift in terms of people being devoted to their jobs. One particular today was telling me that she works in we'll call it the, I don't know what to call it. It's a helping profession that deals with people with disabilities and other, you know, handicaps, the blah, blah, blah. They live in group homes or they might be institutionalized. But she says, it's amazing how staff is so indifferent to the very people that they are taking care of. And I notice this a lot. I'm just filling time here as I lay your cards.
Yeah, well, how does this relate to what we're talking about?
I just wanted to say that it's becoming clear to me that people are very dissatisfied with their work and that they're mistreating the very, you know, patients and stuff, clients that they're supposed to be taking care of.
Well, customers get
mistreated. Indifference is still mistreatment.
International shout out to Virgil from the UK.
Oh, Virgil. Good to see you there, hon. And I thought there was a Michelle earlier on.
I didn't see a country attached to that. So.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, yeah, that the country is Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You know, yes, they are. They're going to take action. You may never hear from them again, though. Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you because when I dealt with the FBI, I was summoned because I had written in the newspaper when I was a writer for the newspaper that while out with my husband, we saw two of those terrorists that flew the plane the plane.
I thought you called them too.
Oh, well, I returned their call, yes.
Oh,
they wanted
to
know, where did your information come from? And I said, from me.
You should have called them right off the bat.
And you know what made me realize who they were? Because their women were all wrapped up in the, what do they call it, the hijab or the, I don't want to be, racist. But they were wrapped up in
the... We're not being racist, we just are uneducated.
And it was like a 100-degree day.
With their attire.
And in the store, I'm sorry, I kind of gave her a look like, come on, really? And he's wearing Bermuda shorts, one of them. The other, and he had on, they call those shirts with the little emblem on them.
A fag shirt?
No. God.
Polo? A polo.
Polo.
Okay.
Jesus.
I didn't know, Deb.
Anyway, I had to go there. And they may summon you in there because I'm kind of seeing this, that you may have to go. I tell you, it's quite an experience. There isn't one window in the entire four-story
building. I've dealt with the FBI before. I've been to field offices. It's, like, really weird. There's no, like, it is. It's weird because there's, like, no windows or anything.
Well, people can spy into windows from far away with telescopes.
And you have to walk through this great big vault door.
Yep.
You know, and if you feel like it's an inner sanctum that maybe you can't get out of. But I had to look at a bunch of pictures, and so did Daryl, and we right away placed them. And if those women had only been wearing little summer dresses, something like that, we never would have looked at them.
But, I mean, it was after the fact. The damage was done.
That was
just trying to figure out the trail.
So I mentioned this because I see that they're going to take action on what you have said. The question is, as, you know, in the aftermath, they may not contact you. So I'm
Wait,
telling you.
But you see me being okay, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's just that when we look at the scope of things, this is kind of small potatoes for them, really. You know, they're
okay.
looking for the big dogs.
Well, they have,
yeah,
and they don't just get involved in. They get involved in a lot of stuff, espionage.
Sure.
I mean, they got their plates have a lot of little, you know, like you have those plates, the cafeteria plates of different pockets. They got lots of little different pockets of different types of stuff going
Military
on.
Military chow hall plates.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, even though.
No, let's see what else we got here for you. Yes, but they are taking it under advisement. They're not taking it lightly. Okay. And, oh, my God, girl. I tell you, I'm going to come looking for you if you don't make this future happen for yourself because it's fantastic. If only you knew. Well, you've been studying a little bit with the book, right?
I'm doing the book, and I'm writing the manuscript for the screenplay at the same time.
Oh, great. Well, On Top, which is always considered the top spread, is always considered really important to the reading. And I've got first card, Two of Hearts, my favorite part of self-fulfillment, not that kind of gratification. Like dreams realized, happiness achieved. All right, that kind of thing. And that's right on top. Next to it is the card that means, well, literally in the book, I call it news, but it's good news. And it's going to put you in alignment, I think, with talk shows. Yeah, talk shows and... You know, they're going to want to interview you. There's going to be buzz. Let's put it that way. Buzz. All right?
Buzz.
And yes. And I wanted to tell you that. Also, through all of this, the work that you're doing, et cetera, you are going to find the love of your life, whether you want to or not. So imagine that. What?
Right. Thank you.
Don't leave us.
I forgot to mention this to folks. That is the sound of harps. That is the sound of Deborah's reading concluding. And I pulling an angel card. And tonight it is the Archangel Michael himself, Sword of Light Oracle card. And for we have no fear. Have no fear. I'll say it.
Good one.
I'll say it so she can hear me. Have no fear. Fear is a trap of the ego. Allow me to use my sword of light to free you from the disquieting feelings holding you back.
Wow.
If there is any.
Fear
if,
yeah, is
if
the
you're a little
trap
worried about,
of the ego.
Word up on that dog.
Huh.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really
Thank
appreciate
you for holding
it.
Me
well,
you.
I'm loving
Thank you.
Walking this walk with you. I'm loving it. And I think that you are so ambitious. That seriously, if you weren't way up there in Wisconsin, I would be, hoofing it over to your place. So.
Yeah, but I put your name on the stuff. I put it on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram that you were helping me with this story. I sent it to you in your messenger.
All right, I'm going to have to go through all of this. I've got to tell you, I have close to 5,000 people that are friends, and people shoot me these messages, which I love, but it makes it hard to find what's important sometimes. So,
it's cool. I got you.
All right.
I just want to let you know that I didn't forget about you helping me.
You know, I feel like you're sort of heaven sent. You know, because it's been quite some time since I've had anybody want to assist me with what I do.
Yeah, it's been forever, huh?
Well, not you. So, thank you. All right,
okay,
honey.
Okay, I'll listen.
All right, keep your head down.
Head down?
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's an army thing.
I was
going to
say,
your head down.
Hiding in a foxhole or something? Shout out to Cho from the UK.
Oh, my gosh. Cho, we have missed you. All right.
Yes.
It's time to go to number two.
I thought I was going to say something here. I don't know. Virgil said he thought he upset me.
Why?
How, who, what, where, when, why? I don't know what you speak of. Anyway, let's see. There's a bunch of people here. But
he's really hard to upset.
So far, I may pretend I am, but I'm not. So far, they're the only two international folks that have at least let us know they're international.
Why
so only the UK is.
Maybe.
Hey, folks, if you have called,
yeah,
and they told you to listen while you wait, you just wait. There's a queue, there's a line formed. You won't get forgotten, and you do not go unless you can't wait. I mean, obviously, but if you want to get through, it's going to take a lot of patience if you just called in now. So.
It's all right. We got time.
And Luna's here. She says she's got a long week ahead working and appointments and stuff, so seldom she's back up and running.
Well, good. Glad to hear it, girl. We worry about you.
I hope that all that autoimmune medication stuff, you hope you got that all squared away.
That seems like quite a mysterious
Jeanette from issue. Canada. There's our third international from our continent.
Oh, and Jeanette, I'm wearing another one today. Jeanette sent me a collection of these beautiful necklaces.
Indeed.
Ones I don't have, so I want to tell you how much I appreciate them. I do like presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
let's get moving.
Let's move on. Let's go to area code 520, our third member of our party.
That's right. Correspondent, Lisa.
Well. Lisa. Remember, that was a 80s, right? Lisa. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Hello there.
Hello.
You know, I went on a bicycle ride by myself today. Boy, am I glad I did. Pleasant things happened.
Oh.
Well, and then there was a man in the park, and I heard him talking to someone else, and he said, well, I'm single. And then he finished the conversation. I chased him down thinking, you're single.
I love your style. Yeah.
So he and I got into this really good conversation, very in-depth about stuff that I'm doing, hobby interests. And he gave me his card, and then I gave it back to him. I said, no, I don't need it. And then he gave it back to me again, and let's keep in touch, call me, and we'll continue talking. And his name is Brett. Is he the serial killer? Is he Ted Bundy? Is he homosexual?
No,
is he? What else do I need to ask?
There is a very, very typical basic love reading that we haven't actually had for a little while.
Just a quickie.
Is it? Is this somebody just, what is this? Is this a nobody, a somebody, a bad person, good person?
Is he older, younger than you?
He's about the same age.
Well, that's kind of perfect.
Okay.
Any movement from the neighbor?
Like
yeah,
any bowel movements or anything? Or...
Oh, yeah. And I'm so pissed at him because, you know, I don't know what day he's swinging, what, you know, with and how he's doing it. I'm just pissed. Anyway, I was sitting in the car winding things up from my run. He comes out and I had scarves all over my windshield so I wouldn't see him. And he comes up to the door and he starts talking to me and he sees the guy's card. And you know what he's doing is I'm holding the card, the business card. He almost put his face down to the card to see what the heck I had in, you know, what the card said. And he's talking to me and about stuff he's going to do around the house. And then he said, well, I'm getting ready to go out around the area, you know, like we do together. And I said, well, I already went on my own. And then he said, well, you have a wonderful day. I was not a pleased camper with him. I'm so ticked. You know, he.
Why? Tell us why.
I didn't say, Deb. I think I told you he came at me like 2 days ago or so. And he said, I could hardly wait to get home to you. And he's running up to me and he puts his body and face up to me. And then he's, you know, telling me, you know, I was joking with him and I said, you know, well, I'm perfect. And he said, well, you almost are. And then, you know, when he sees me, he's honking his horn, but I'm so.
He's got a two-parter. All right. Well, you know, that'll be two parts to this reading then.
Yes. First, Brett. It's Brett, right? Brett.
Business card. What kind of business?
Brett Scarlet O'Hara, Brett, I guess.
What kind of business?
He's a freelance photographer, and he's working on a project.
It's like me. I'm a freelance gynecologist. I should get cards made. I got to get cards. I have to get cards made. I must do that.
Well, he has a very glossy, and I called the business number, and I left him. He wanted me to do that, and I did, and left a message, and so there we have it.
Well, okay.
All right, here we go. We got two parts to this reading.
Yeah, this is first of all going to be about Brett,
the new kid on the block.
Yeah. He is moving. Did he mention anything about that, like moving to your area, or he's moving away? There's definitely.
You know, he said in the next town, but he spends a lot of time in the town I live in. And he also said he travels quite a bit. So, or he made a reference. He said, when I'm on the road traveling, you know, for his projects.
I have to tell you, and it never fails to come through, if somebody has, say, lingering feelings for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
or they're active, current feelings.
Playing multiple angles on multiple partners.
Well, there's a woman here. It's not you. But she is trying hard to get him back in her life.
What does that say about him, though, or doesn't it?
It's showing up as very relevant to, I wanted to know how this guy is feeling about, say, you. The fact about moving could be great potential that he would move to your locale, where you live.
Where the hell is Brett from? She was riding her bike.
The next town.
How far did you ride your bike? You rode your bike to another town?
Well, what?
You ran into a guy while you were riding your bike, right?
Well, in the park.
Yeah, in the park.
He had his dog. He had his dog there.
So he doesn't live far away, right?
No, I guess. I don't know. I didn't.
Okay.
You know,
I wouldn't assume not if he was in the park.
No, the town is not that far away.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it could be like Proctor back home.
We don't understand those examples.
Okay, got to tell you. This girl is not going to get him back. The Three of Hearts is a card like you were holding something very precious that belonged to that other person, and you accidentally drop it, and it breaks. Like maybe it's an antique teacup, something like that. I don't care how you try to glue the thing back together. It's never going to be the same.
It shall never be the same.
And that's the same. And this girl is working her butt off to try and get him back. And I think that
maybe she's got a big butt, though. She has a lot of work to do. I don't know.
I think that she is behind him now. But for some reason, the cards wanted you intuitively to know.
So it could be a baggage thing.
But
not on his fault, even.
It'd be her.
I say not his fault.
Who will be texting him.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be that little baggage thing that he is not intentionally trying to bring along. Because of all the social media world, it's harder to break away from people that don't want to be broken away from with all the internet stuff.
Well, now we go to the neighbor.
Part two.
The neighbor still has very good feelings for you, but he's agitated. He's not liking the way you're acting because before, I mean, you were practically on bended knee in front of him.
He probably liked being like the king of the jungle.
Now, I've got to tell you, and I can't remember his name, but if I come across it again, I'll put it aside. There is a certain physician on TikTok that I follow. He works exclusively with women. And today he had some very, very interesting insights about men and their dealing with the women in his practice. And he went through these different categories. And one of them kind of really brought me up short about the neighbor. And it's something that Virgil said two weeks ago. Sociopath.
Oh, that was a while back. Yeah. That was when we started talking about personalities.
And I thought of the neighbor
instantly,
and I thought, oh, my God. And this doctor, he's sitting there, he's in his scrubs and everything.
Hell, they always wear the scrubs.
He said, well, they do, yeah.
Yeah. They always, it's funny. Well, who's that other dude who wears scrubs all the time on the show? There's another guy that used to do stuff all the time on TV, and he'd wear the scrubs. It didn't matter. He'd be on stage and he'd show up in his scrubs like, oh, I guess right after the show you're going to go dig somebody's fucking appendix out. You would know the guy if you saw him before. He's got into marketing and stuff, but he is a real doctor.
Okay.
It wasn't Phil.
Oh, Dr. Oz?
Probably, yes.
Yes.
He always wore scrubs. Always wore scrubs like, I'm sorry, folks, but right after the show I've got a
surgery to go to.
I've got to crack somebody's chest open. That's why I'm in my scrubs. Yeah, exactly.
Virgil, we shouldn't have poo-pooed you because nobody knew at that time what your area, what your field was. And it brought me up short because this doctor was saying a lot of women develop illnesses due to the men in their lives. And he's like,
excuse me, never go ahead.
He literally went through these categories, which, like I said, I follow him so I can find him again. And he exclusively wants women to empower themselves and live more healthful lives. He said a lot of times it will settle into like your pelvic region and you'll start to have pain. And as he's talking, I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy has taken Lisa, you know, from pillar to post, from like A to Z, and you're trying to cope with this wild ride that he's got you on, and I really think Virgil nailed it. So maybe he'll share some information with us if he is out there watching.
We're busy talking about bitches. No, we're just kidding.
So I don't know.
Anyway,
so
now he's agitated. I don't see him in any sense of the word being dangerous.
You've never seen that.
No.
You've never seen that. That's not his shtick.
I have seen it with other men.
Well, no, I'm just saying not this guy is what I'm saying.
No,
so
he's not dangerous.
She has seen it. What she's saying is she would see it if there was some kind of something you need to be physically concerned of, and there isn't.
Go ahead. I've just been so heartbroken over stuff that he does. You know, that day that he came at me and he's like, oh, I can hardly wait to get home to you. And he comes up, puts his body up against mine, his face up against mine, and I was laughing. I just don't know how to take him. And then we went on our bike ride, and then he just went into his man cave, and I didn't hear from him again until right now. And I just, oh, man. But I'm doing my own thing. You know, I'm out busy and I'm not coming home deliberately, you know, so he doesn't see my car here. I'm deliberately staying away so he thinks I'm really, really busy and, you know, not here pining away for him.
Yeah, and the thing is now, you might trigger something in the way that you're dealing with him. At least you're being cordial, but you guys were really thick before, and I just want to make sure that you don't trigger like his rejection from the past.
Cold shoulder thing or something.
Yeah.
It was not a coincidence that he was trying to look at the card that was in your hand.
It was not.
You know, I just don't know with him. You know, it's like one moment he's this way, one moment he's that way, and then you know, he unplugs, and then I don't see him, and then he's at me today. He comes at me, and he's like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then he said, well, now I'm going to go around the neighborhood, and I said, well, I've already done my thing, and, you know, I already told you what he said. And so I just, my heart is broken with him. I'm so broken hearted over him because I took a nap and I'm coming up from my nap and I'm just feeling so heartbroken. I don't, I, I don't know what to make of anything, but I'm out doing my thing. I'm like, right now I'm running off to do something else that I volunteered for, and it's going to be a group of people.
Yeah, you think it's the best thing for you to do.
That is like this, no matter what, who, what, where, when, why, that is the smartest thing to do, default to doing your own thing.
And I'm really hoping
nothing bad
that
can
you
come
can
of that.
Withdraw from this in a natural way and date this other guy or whomever, the guy from the carnival or the flea market.
Well, there was the guy across the street, right?
No, it was a nice looking guy.
I thought there was a Mike.
A who? No, Mike was at the part at the, they went, what was that event, Lisa? Tell us.
It was a yard sale. And I saw him today. He waved at me. But, you know, I just don't want to be desperate, Lisa, out there. I'm just busy. I'm just flying around trying to. And, you know, my girlfriend, let me tell you about my girlfriend. They're really upset about this neighbor. My girlfriends are just sick. They're telling me, you got to stay away. You got to do this. They're warning me, don't do this. They're so sick about this. And they're telling me, this is going to take a nosedive. You're not, you know, this is not good for you, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I kind of, going back to the sociopath thing, that makes more sense now, because it sounds like he wants her to worship him.
She does. He does. He wants her to come back on.
But he doesn't want it to
on her knees.
It seems like he doesn't really want to get anywhere beyond worship.
I don't understand enough.
He's like,
about,
I want you to worship me, and I want you to be able to do things when I want to do things, but I don't want you to go talk to other guys. It's kind of like that.
Did Virgil ever say anything?
Not about that.
No, you guys are in a discussion.
No, the conversation's all over
the
place.
Well, here's what I do.
Lily had told me that Dr. Phil was Oprah. And I was like, wow, I didn't know they were the same person. Then she missed a couple words and told me what she really said.
By the way, he's quitting. This is his last year.
Yeah, he's retiring because he's finding a hard thing to do with all that money. He's got to spend it.
True. He owns a yacht.
Oh, you watch those shows?
What shows?
There's more commercial than show, which means good Lord Jesus.
And it's Oprah, her.
Well, you know, that's where, like she's saying, that's where he got his start, was on Oprah.
Now, here's something you could do, Lisa, unless it makes you uncomfortable.
Because she sounds happier.
Yes, you do.
Lisa says you sound happier now that you started doing your own thing a little bit.
Yeah, and you know.
How about this sitting in the car with scars? That's a whole different conversation, but, you know, go ahead.
What's going to change?
That is a whole, we could spend a whole show talking about hanging out in your car with a bunch of scars all over the place. I mean, I don't know what to say. Yeah. Let's just go on with the reading right now. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
Lisa.
When my husband was in the midst of his cancer, just to give you an idea of something you could do, when they would diagnose him with something, I had to go home and spend the evening reading everything I could find. And I would look for reputable places, Harvard Medical School, you know, Mayo Clinic.
Harvard.
Yeah, you know, not just some fly-by-night whatever, right? But you should read up on what Virgil indicated and what I felt from listening to that doctor today.
Doctor.
It's funny that he feels it all settles in terms of chakras. The pelvic area is the root chakra.
Are you talking about? Who the hell did you listen to talking about pelvises?
That the doctor with the practice only for women.
Oh, that sounds like a practice I want to open. My specialty is pelvises, but I'm only accepting women. Thank you very much. Please wear your short skirts. And commando is preferred. Thank you. Welcome to Dr.
You know what, though, Jim? You can only look at those things so much before maybe you go home and say, oh, don't even point that thing at me. I'm sick of it.
Since I am a freelance gynecologist, I will work to that point. I got to get cards made now. I have to get cards made.
Well, you'll be a hit down at the nightclub or the bar.
Or not, or I'll get hit by handing them out, but go ahead.
Well, I think you've got some great opportunities with men coming up. And nobody's going to think of you as desperate Lisa.
No.
They're going to look at you as Lisa who moved on.
You're a normal person. Yeah. You hear somebody single, you're single. It doesn't mean you're desperate. You're not rolling around begging.
Well, you know, nobody really knows about this except my girlfriends. And they're not They're not here locally, and we're all over the place. But I don't. That part
hey,
I don't worry about.
That's as loud as it'll go.
Well, I hate our speakers.
I'm wondering if we should get better ones.
Well, they're actually pretty good. But
you know what? Don't let him do any work in your. If he comes in to do something in your apartment, now people out there are gonna just. Freaking die when I say this.
Uh-oh, stand by to die.
I have a concern that he might stash a little camera somewhere.
Oh, that one's maybe not even a camera, maybe a listening device.
Yeah. So don't leave him alone if he comes in to do something in your...
Well, she can't help it, probably. You can't sit there and stand over somebody while they're working. That really creeps you out.
Daryl always did.
No.
Yeah, he'd stand looking over.
But he
the
wouldn't
plumber.
Like it if you would have, and that plumber probably wanted him to pound sand, but you know.
I would tell him that. Leave these people alone. So
I would be like, you know what, dude? Here's the wrench. You want to stand here? You want to get the hell out of my way? You know, anyway.
Anyway, we have.
That doesn't surprise me for any situation.
Yeah, I think he might surveil you a little bit.
Is this truly an apartment or is it a condo?
Or is it a side-by-side?
Or is it a townhouse?
It's a side-by-side. Side-by-side.
Okay.
But so you're are you renting?
Are you what?
Yeah, it's just a temporary place because I'm working on stuff here. I had to come back.
Are you actually renting?
Yes.
Then why don't you have the landlord take care of maintenance instead of a neighbor guy?
Part of the deal was that we have to do some of the stuff.
Gotcha.
All right.
Show
has a comment.
The guy is very much an authority in his field. And he's retired, and he takes it an extra notch. I guess I don't know. There's a lot of things that go into why he's doing it, and we both benefit by what he does. And I don't know. It's also, I don't know.
You know what? I don't know anything either. So you shouldn't feel bad that you don't know.
Yeah, don't
I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going to happen next.
Just tell yourself the night.
I don't have cards. Deb has cards. Yeah. I don't have cards. I don't know what the hell is ever going to happen next.
You look a lot happier in your cards.
I just have to accept that I don't know what the hell is going to happen next. I don't know shit.
It just feels, Deb, that when I am friendly to him, and it's not like I'm a slave or anything, it feels like things flow much easier, but I'm not wanting to, I'll have a little talk with him is what I'll do when we get friendly again. I'll just say, look, you have a lot of moods, and I'm not really into that. I don't like this one minute this, one minute that.
Can't.
You know something I'm thinking? Don't, or do your best not to criticize him on his behavior. Instead, why don't you say, you know, hon, I need to move on. I would really like to have a boyfriend, a husband, you know, maybe a pack of kids running around. But just make it sound like it's your preference, okay? That you're not, it's not because you didn't do this and you didn't do that, that kind of thing. That I think that will only... you know what, Jim, like throw another log on the fire and make him mad.
I only heard the last four words
you said. Don't criticize him because...
Criticize him for what?
For how he's acted and, you know, let it go. Just say, hey, I would like to have a really nice boyfriend and that will lead to being a husband. And
I think we can be really good friends and I can find a boyfriend that can hang me from in midair and bang me in the bedroom and you'll have to listen to it and just suck it up and listen and being a neighbor. You're going to have to accept it as a neighbor. We're going to be really good neighborly friends and I'm going to be riding the baloney pony over here with some other guy occasionally, okay? And you got to suck it up, buddy, because I threw it out there at you many a time and you didn't take the bait. So
no,
life goes on.
That's making him feel lesser. I think it should be about her
wanting more
for her future. Now, if I'm wrong, people, you write it in there. You put it in there.
The proper United Nations thing to do is what Deb said.
I'm just saying.
To try to not start any fires
diplomacy.
Or war.
Diplomacy.
Yes. What she said is the right thing to do.
And you even say, hey, my new boyfriend, we can all, the three of us can get together and do stuff.
I would be
maybe he can introduce me to a guy.
Yeah.
One never knows.
You know,
but I'm just saying, I would have a little bit of a, if I was totally chick guy reversals, and I got a girlfriend and I had this girlfriend neighbor that was kind of jerking my string, I would have to kind of flaunt it a little bit. I couldn't help myself.
I would too.
I would say, you know, because here's a chick that I've been trying to get with, and she kind of played me along, but then didn't ever close the deal, and I got a replacement chick. I would say, oh yeah, let's go out to dinner, but just know, because we're neighbors and the walls are thin. When you go to your place and I go to my place, there's going to be bedroom Olympics going on. So you might want to turn up your stereo.
I just would hate to see him sitting there like grinding an axe.
Nah, but he already said he's not that type of person.
I don't see it, but seeing him agitated.
But you know what? Screw his ass. He needs to be agitated and learn life is not fair.
Well, like I said, when Daryl was so sick and I read up on ascites and all the cancer medication they were using on him for chemo. I read everything. So you may want to read up on sociopath. See if he fits the description.
Be careful. It may alarm you. Be careful when you read. There's different levels. Virgil would tell you there's some that are like way out there and there's some that are just kind of in there, but not really an issue. It doesn't like he's an issue because I think something would have went down a long time ago.
No. And I don't know what his hold is, where it comes to
I think
you.
There could have been, lives could have been taken after the great Tater Tot casserole fiasco. I think that he could have come out of his shell then.
You're right.
I think if there was badness in him after that Tater Tot thing, ooh, that was bad stuff. I think he would have jumped out of his shell with axes and swords and stuff. I don't think he's physically a problem.
I don't know. He didn't see it either. The Tater Tot thing he seemed to really enjoy in the way of, he said, I'll never see her again. I'll never go over there again. You know, like we were a married couple. And I said, you can't make that commitment to me.
Right.
We're not a married couple. You're just a neighbor.
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly. And that was like the first clue back then. Seems like a long time ago, but it was just a couple months ago.
Are you in your apartment?
Yeah. Are you in your, you are?
Yeah, I'm running to my next gig. I have to get going, but I am.
Well, we're going to get going too, and I was just wondering if you're still in your shrouded car, shrouded by scarves, but you know.
Oh, no.
It almost sounds like a Dixie harem or something like that with scarves. Almost sounds like like Baghdad and the old I Dream of Genie things where they have these scarves and stuff.
Or you could be the mobile madam with a couple of chicks in the back seat.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
And you take appointments and you drive the girls and you just sit there and read your phone.
It's like a female pimp. But it's a nicer word because you don't slap them around and beat them. You give them money and give them good dollars.
Well, I have an uncle that was a cab driver many years ago in Chicago, and he said, you couldn't imagine all the people that would get into the cab for sex, and then just be brought back to where they would use the cab as a hotel room.
I don't know. What do you do?
They just drive for half hour.
I would have to keep like freaking plastic down in the back seat of my cab, so I wouldn't have to clean up all the freaking DNA. But anyway,
ew.
Let's conclude this.
And Lysol. Lots of Lysol.
All right, let's go.
Okay, the subject of her card reading is, deeper insights are at hand. Your overall plan is good. The details need work. Reflect before moving forward. I think that's Mr. Brett.
That card fell on the floor.
Good night, Joe. He said he's got to go.
Good night, darling. Maybe we see you tomorrow night.
He's got to go. He gets up. He's got to get
up. Good night, Earth Angels.
That card fell on the floor, and Grandma always said, if it falls on the floor, it comes to the
floor. And
we
don't know how that fell on the floor.
I don't know.
And
don't
forget the 6-minute rule. Oh, no, 6-second rule.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I wasn't going to lick it or eat it, but we got you. At least not the card. Bada bing, bada bang. All right.
All right, Lisa. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for our next installment.
Adios, señorita.
Bye-bye.
I got a very belated international shout-out to Laura from Canada.
Laura.
We got a couple folks from the UK, except Joe went that night, and we got a couple, Jeanette and Laura, from Canada present with us. Ooh, Canada. yes, indeed. So we got a few folks. What the card that fell on the floor was a Archangel Michael.
Sort of light.
Sort of light blue oracle card. It wasn't one of Deb's cards, and it was the one I read. It was the exact one. I already had it out to read it. And, you know, I want to review the tape because I don't remember brushing it. She doesn't remember brushing it. But I remember, and I thought, it's weird, just that one card on top fell on the floor.
Yeah.
Very strange.
We have no idea how it went.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I would like to review the tape, but I'm not that ambitious. So you guys can if you want. Lily has, Lily, that's nice. She, for the Canadian folks, she put up a little Canadian flag for them.
Oh, how cute.
She's got like every freaking emoji on this planet.
Yes, she does.
She's probably got emojis of like rock bands and Charles Manson's murders. I don't know where you get all these damn things from, but it's cool. It's cool. I respect. Respect. All right. Yes.
All right,
and time is coming to move on.
Okay.
To the next caller. I think it has departed. They're tricksy. Oh, that one's still there. I'll go ahead. I like to know where you are before I bring you into the fold. All right, we're gonna go to That's a very popular place for this show, Big Apple. The Big Apple, the New York area. Sometimes they say we're not in the Big Apple, but I don't know. It's New York, the Empire State. 646, welcome to the show. You're the next caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening. And your name, please.
Yeah. I'm Jen.
I knew it. Yeah. As soon as I heard her voice and I saw the area, I was like,
I never recognized her voice.
It was like, wait a second. This is, but you know, of course I got CRS, can't remember shit. So
well,
I think the
obviously you didn't go back to Dubai on Tuesday.
Not yet.
No. Can you believe I haven't gone yet? I have not.
What is up with that?
But, well, you know, I was feeling really tired and just felt like I needed some rest. And also I was contemplating to go to Mexico because that's usually where I go for healing, you know, before I go. The last 2 years, anyways, I've gone there. But we'll see. I'm kind of halfway.
Do you have an autoimmune problem? Because so many who call the show do. You know, for healings, or are these more of stress and mental and, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think absolutely. I think it's quite a common thing to have these kind of conditions.
Shut that down. My bad. Deb made it for an hour. I'll take care of that.
All right. So, Jen, what can we do for you? What's up?
We're good.
I think, you know, I would love to just see what's in the cards for my next moves, if you can help me out with that. Travel, if you can see which direction I'm headed.
Wow. Good luck, Deb.
Why?
Because she is a woman of many directions.
She's a globe traveler.
Yes, she is.
I am, but even this time, I don't even know. You know, that's the thing is like, I don't really have a clear...
No, what would you do?
That's supposed to be Harlem Globetrotters.
The Harlem Globetrotters, yeah. Was that Pixie Brown or something like that, the actual real name of the song?
Sweet. Oh, I almost got it.
I thought it was Sweet.
Georgia
Sweet
Brown.
Georgia Brown or something.
Yeah. Oh, well, right off the top, there it is.
There it is.
Which means it's an important response. And it's saying you should go do the healing first.
It sounds like... When in doubt, it sounds like a default anyway, without even cards.
That's pretty.
You know, I think in life, it sounds like if I don't know what to do, but I have this healing option. It's like, it sounds like you can't lose doing that to me. I don't have cards.
I think it would be wise for you.
It would be wise.
to go in that direction first, because once you get back to where, you know, your the abundance of your work is, the people you know, the men around you, there's going to be a lot of emotional, what is a good word, kind of an upheaval, I hate to say. So you need all the resistance you can get, because things look like, at least for in this month, things are on a downswing with your contacts, and there's a love interest here that it's not turning out well, and a lot of resentful / jealous feelings on your part, and he's going to have all kinds of apologies he wants to make to you. There's
yeah, well, for what that's worth, I don't know if she has the cards.
But. Yeah, and around her, around what you were asking about, there's a designation called to your query, to your wish, and that looks like it is something that could fall through, and it may pertain to Mr. H, is it? Mr.
G-H-I-J-K, what the hell are we talking about here?
A man that we...
Yeah, Mr. H.
Yeah.
I hate this alphabet stuff, but I know what you guys do. You guys are like secret agents.
Now, if you went to Mexico, would you go from Mexico then over to Dubai? I mean, do you have a comment?
No, I would come back. I would come back home.
Right, I would too.
Okay.
Yeah, because she would only take what she wants to take to Mexico, probably. She would need to go back home.
You know, you're go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to tell you. Yeah, of course, Mexico is great. Who doesn't want to go, right? But it's like, I don't know. It just feels like it's an extra trip, and is it really going to be worth it? But if you think it is good, then I could probably head that direction.
Well, one way or another, you should get out of the cold. I see that it's free to really affect you.
Huh.
You know, and seasonal affective disorder.
The old Nebraska thing, I guess.
Yeah, you got to get out where the sun shines.
Well,
where,
Mexico has some sun.
And so does... whatever Dubai country, UAE.
Oh, UAE, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have sun as in the sun.
They do. They have a beach outside of Dubai I could drive to and just be there for a week or two, but it's different energy than, you know, Mexico is more like soul family, you know, light beings.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Really?
So I guess it's a choice you'll need to make, but I do think that you are definitely... excuse me, influenced by seasonal affective disorder. SAD is the acronym
for it. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, did you say things with Mr. H was going to happen? It was a wish or something? What did you say?
Yeah, I was saying that your hopes may get dashed because he's turned in a different direction, at least in terms of his work. So trying to see him in the near future doesn't look like it. It looks like it would fall through.
Oh, because I thought like a month ago it looked good, right?
Well, things fluctuate.
Well, yes,
you
the
know,
circle of life.
One of the reasons I teach this method so that people can find their own lives.
There's a reason
the
that she does cards every day on stuff. She knows it changes.
I do. I do cards every
day. She doesn't do like look at one subject, do a card, and then don't ever look at it again. She's going to keep looking at it if it's an important subject. Because she knows.
Right.
Shit changes.
No, I trust her. I just was thinking, because I know before, like a few weeks ago, it looked good about meeting him.
Yes, and the thing is, your plans changed. You didn't get over there as soon as you were projecting.
And it causes a whole bunch of other domino effective changes.
Other people's choices, the decisions they make, impacts your life too. So this is why this becomes a very intense study.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You almost got to take drugs to study the whole. This
changes.
No, I'm saying your level, but like a scientific college level.
Yeah.
So all this, well, if I do this and these things change and all this quantum stuff, it's crazy ass shit.
But don't let that bring despair to you, because I really feel you will fall into the right energy.
Despair is a last resort and nothing ever good comes of it.
It is true. It is true.
So maybe just down the road, is this not going to be immediate?
No. if you go now, just bear in mind that plans will not seem as solid as they usually are, if that makes sense for you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yeah,
I see money coming to you, real good money. Did you ever get any of your, what was it, Bitcoin or no, what was it, crypto?
No, if that takes time, they're still looking into it to see if they can get it recovered.
I hope they will. I'm not an expert to say absolutely, but this looks like a celebration over some money coming to you. So, you know, I can't say it's an absolute.
Or play some scratch-offs at the freaking 7-Eleven,
yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Everybody needs to remember that the cards can only show potential. Most potential, the past. And a lot of it enables us to use the law of attraction and also to create our own reality based on what's in the cards. But when other people are, acting fast and loose in their lives, it's going to impact yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I can understand.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
You have actually, I could not decide between the two cards that came up, so we shall read them both. Archangel Michael Sodalite Oracle cards. The first one says, deeper insights are at hand. Your overall plan is good, but the details need work. Reflect before moving forward. And they just pulled out a connection, so I couldn't take one over the other. The second one says, yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward. So I think this one is going to come before that one, and you're going to make a decision, and you're going to listen to your inner voice, and then you're going to be, you have to do it.
To follow your own instinct.
Follow your instincts is one set, and the other one says when you do, you made a good choice. You should do that. That's what
I agree.
They were kind of tied together.
I agree.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's not an easy choice. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
absolutely.
What you want to do and what's good for you are two different things. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's the life thing. That's like you get to that fork in the road, and you're like, what the hell do I do?
But sometimes you can just take fate, I guess.
There is. You know, and sometimes in the military, they'll say, you know what? You can go left, right. It doesn't matter. Just pick one.
Yeah.
Your one may seem like it's wrong, but the other one may have been just as wrong. So just go for it.
No, true.
Oh, yep. Thanks. Yeah. That's all right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
all right, darling. Stay in touch.
Thank you, Deborah. Okay.
You're
take
welcome.
Care. Thank you. All right, Laura saying goodnight. Goodnight, Laura from Canada.
Yes, goodnight.
Oh, Canada. And everybody, all the goodnights are going around.
Yes, I can't hang too long either.
I opened up the messenger floor because we have gone over an hour, and we'll give them, I think we had some interest. We shall see what happens. We'll wait about 20, 30 seconds, and then we'll probably take color, maybe the last. We'll see, right?
Is that Jeopardy?
It's the final Jeopardy little thing.
Yeah.
And I never really got into that show, but on Fridays I would come home from work and I would just flip. The channel was on the news I was watching automatically, so it goes right to what you're watching. So it would be on while I was doing shit, feeding dogs, doing all the unwind thing.
Is that the one where you answer with a question?
All of them are. The final Jeopardy is the big one, and you can bet everything or a little bit or nothing. You get to bet whatever you want on the question. Mm. All right. We're still waiting. We're only a few more seconds, and then we got to go back to the phone. Because you know what? You got to go.
Yeah.
And, yes, the night is winding down for all of us, too.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm not sure I can be good anymore.
All right. Well, let's do this. Take the last. We promise we'll call. Let's just nail it.
All right.
Yep, Jeff, the messenger window is passed. 803, North Carolina, 803. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We're running out of gas here.
Hi, who's on the phone with us?
Who are you? Who?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
You're here, 803.
Yes, I'm Chrissy. Hey, I'm sorry. When you said North Carolina, I was like, 803? I'm from South Carolina.
Oh. Oh, Jim.
Oh, I got my Carolinas mixed up. North, south. What's the difference?
So when you kept saying 803, I was like, oh, I was doing my nails. I was like, oh.
Yes, I got my Carolinas mixed up.
We apologize.
My apologies.
Yes, that's good. Have you joined us before?
I have. I called y'all maybe a few weeks ago about my ex. You know, he's trying to swindle his way back in, and like, since I've been talking to y'all, I have been doing for myself, which I don't know if I told y'all that I got hurt at work, so all I can do is lay in the bed.
No, I don't remember that, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been injured for like 6 months now, and it's been really hard, and then I got let go for wrongful termination. I mean, nobody even told me I was terminated, and so I've been dealing with that, plus my injuries, and, you know, things are just, oh. So, I guess I was asking for a general reading.
Well, you know, I got to tell you.
Big picture stuff.
There are so many people going through the same kind of crap, okay? It started like around before Thanksgiving, and it's only now starting to show the light of day for a lot of us. Because we hear from you very often, you're going to have to ask something a little more specific do you want to know, is it concerning, are you planning to sue them for wrongful termination?
Yeah, you look at it. She wanted general because it's such a down end.
Yeah, I guess I'll take a look at
she
general.
She feels like she's being dragged through a ditch and she wants a general to see if she can get the hell out of it.
All right.
That's what I get.
Okay, honey.
She rattled off like 3 or 4 or 5 different horrible things. I'd be like, holy crap. I bet she feels like she's been like somebody's like dragging her through a ditch and she would like to get the hell out of it.
And your ex is
And then you got the ex who's not helping.
Right.
Yeah, he's just throwing more fog into it. You're like, oh, what's this guy up to?
He's talking
a good game, but,
now,
you know.
I may be really off base, but are you the lady with the ex who took your car and you found a piece of women's jewelry?
That was me.
Oh, God, my memory kills me.
Oh.
She's the lady and found, an earring or a necklace in the car?
It was part of a bracelet. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
And he had some I'm a 5-year-old type answer.
Yeah, he said those are my kids, and they hadn't even been in the car because they're like 8.
Well, let me tell you where that came from.
You know, if they're going to be liars. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I even doubted my own self, and I looked at my bracelet and said, oh, mine's not even broken.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean,
liars, be good ones.
Yeah, that's
my
the
God.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh.
We got an earring down. Like, we got an earring, man.
I think we got a ghost.
Like, the other night, he said, this is a good one, he said, oh, I was with the guys, but I left my phone at home.
You know.
Lie number 3.
Got to tell you right off the top.
Do
your best not to reconnect or reunite with this guy.
Yeah, and she's kind of leaning that way.
Because it's right up here, and he's not going to change.
He might change.
And that's what I told him.
Yeah.
He might change his tactics and try to come at you with a new angle, like a salesman would.
Right.
But the end product is still going to be a turd.
It is. Yeah. It's a turd.
Turd. He's trying to sell you something with a different angle, but the thing he's selling you is still the same turd, which is himself.
Now, often exes are capable of change.
Yeah, because they still stink eventually.
But the ones that aren't.
He's not going to change.
No.
He's pooping.
I mean, he was with her. I know he was with her.
Yeah, you know that. That's dumb of him not to. You're going to lie. Come up.
How many more is he with? He's with several.
Yes, he is. He's right here. And there's 2, and neither one of them is you. So this guy's a player from the get-go. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm glad
And it starts with a D, and it starts with an M.
with that. What'd you say?
It starts with a D.
The two starts with a D and an M.
The girls.
The names. Yeah.
Oh, their names.
Their name. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It could be Dyke and
right.
Meg. I don't know. I don't know.
Let him have whatever, and you are going to walk out of all of this eventually with a whole new life ahead of you. So all he would do is drag you down, and you'd have to start all over again. Yeah.
Right.
So right now, I think, go ahead. Go ahead.
Does these girls like him, or do they just, is they just all using each other?
Like his relative.
Yeah, I think they're using each other. The two of them don't have very high morals.
It sounds like it's
all
a bunch of eggs just being used.
Yeah, and he's just loving the life.
He'll see him one night and see the other one the other night.
Or together.
Well,
there's
really?
Kind of a sense of a three-way here.
Yeah, but you know what? If a three-way sounds great, but if it's a three-way and you're pulling them out of a garbage can, is that really something to be proud of?
At the same time?
But anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
This is a year.
I mean, at the same time?
That's what she meant by three-way.
Yeah, three.
The
three-way,
right. There's no toll on that. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, he's not even good enough to be called a man whore. He's a slut. Just pure male.
Like a garbage slut.
Yeah, and you know what?
You know what they always say?
Yeah.
That people that don't have good ambition or high standards, they fruit from the low branches.
Yeah.
These pieces of shit pick the rotten fruit off the dirt. They don't even have enough ambition.
Does he love these girls?
Oh, hell no.
He loves the easiness, so you don't have to work at it.
They're just easy and stupid.
Let me ask you this. How often does he see these girls?
Well, that I really can't. It looks pretty regular. Let me ask you.
Yeah, you shouldn't care that much.
Are you still caught up in feelings?
Yeah, you shouldn't care that much.
No. I've moved on. And I've just been, I can't go nowhere. But I moved on in my head.
Yeah.
If you have moved on, think about why you're so interested.
Well, because he has a smooth way of, saying, but you remember this and you remember that.
Well,
and I remember all the bad things he did.
If you move on, then you don't even give a squat. You put the shields up and say, talk to me, you don't even look at me.
Try to think of him as devil.
Ooh, the devil.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you're... So my question is,
go ahead.
Moving past him and with this injury, is everything going to be okay soon?
Yeah, that's right. It's back to her. Yeah.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a year of discernment for you.
What's that mean?
You always ask this.
You say words. I don't know all words. I was never an English guy.
For instance. You're going to find that your friend, I'll explain it in this context.
Explain it like I'm fine.
You're
going
to have to look at
it.
Your friends, and some of them you have to say bye-bye to, because they're not good friends.
Right.
Okay.
Because your life
yesterday, too.
Well, good for you.
She's already started good.
Keep doing a clean house.
Keep on it.
Yeah, that's another way of saying it. Get your house clean.
Yeah, that's actually
order.
One of these cards says that.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have so many angel decks, but one of them says that.
And yes, I'll tell you what. You've laid on your back for a long time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Boy, are you going to spring forward. You really are. All right. And try to focus on that. You know, you're not where you are. You're not.
This is not a forever state, is what you
No.
say. Yeah, even though it probably feels like it.
And there's a new man for you.
What a man. What a mighty good man.
He's always got a thing that. It's under sure to come true, which is the designation in the whole, the whole layout that I love, because you can't avoid it. And this is good.
Right.
This
is
somebody that you're going to not know how you feel. You know, because one thing, you got burned by your ex. All right.
My ex-husband and my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Back to back.
And it does, that's another thing that doctor I was talking about earlier said that a lot of women have diagnosed PTSD from the relationships they've been in with narcissists and abusers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
But you know what? He's of a character. He's under the suit of heart. This is a
right,
guy.
I had two of them at back to back. One for 20
well,
years, 23 years, and one for 8 years.
Then you are so due for a good one. And this is a real good one. He's almost like an angel on earth. And he's going to feel so much of what you do. And that is a real connection. This
okay.
could even, by the cards that are around him, he could be working in some sort of aspect of the medical profession. So this
okay.
could do, yeah, very good. It's a meant-to-be soul connection that's going to make sense of everything else behind you. So I hope that helps.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
but do you see me settling, like, with this injury soon?
Well, that's a legal matter, and all I could do is give you my opinion. I can't give you like a, what would you call
right.
it? Like, so I'm just going to tell
yeah,
you,
yeah.
yes,
it's not,
I
it's
do.
Not a professional
yeah,
thing.
It's just
yeah,
like
yeah.
personal
right.
friend to friend. Yeah, I feel that you will. And stay strong
okay.
on that. Don't try to, I mean, try to take them for every bit you can get. All right?
Okay.
So don't take the first offer.
Never
that's
do so.
Low balls.
Everybody low balls in the first offer, like when you're selling
yeah.
cars.
Right, right.
Yep. All right, stand by.
Well,
you're...
I appreciate it. Thank you
yep.
so much.
Yep.
And y'all
yep.
take care.
I'll stay
you
here.
Are, it's okay. Before
right.
we say goodbye and put you back on mute, we will
yeah.
hang up on you. Your Oracle card reading is deeper insights are at hand. Your overall plan is good, but the details need work. Reflect before moving forward.
So that goes for everyone.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Move carefully. And the best results
and
will come. Yeah.
And since we last talked, I am so, like, recognizing the signs on everything, on everyone.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So don't be a
yeah.
stranger. You can call as often as you'd like, okay?
Okay.
We're here.
Thank
we're
y'all.
We're here practically every night. So, sure, hon, you take care. And get back
you
on
too.
Your...
Thanks again.
All right, darling.
Thank you. I was trying. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
I can just feel. Oh, I turned...
Yeah, don't turn
I can
all.
Just feel from her how badly she wants to get back to
well,
her life.
Especially when
you know?
She's been had all these series of unfortunate events, which is an understatement.
Yes.
There we go. We're wrapping.
Yeah, sorry, folks. It's and try to call in 15 minutes before the show, if you can, or at least get on the queue as soon as you can. Because the ones towards the end, it's hard to get you on.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
All right.
Goodbye, Blog Talker.